The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Thursday morning, you may know that this year Disney is celebrating its first 100 years. And to honor that occasion, Disney Publishing is offering four special books. They all just came out this week. Walt Disney, an American Original Commemorative Edition. The official Walt Disney quote book, Art of Coloring, Disney 100 Years of Wonder, and the Story of Disney, and also a coffee table book, which is the Story of Disney 100 Years of Wonder. Joining us right now to talk about these amazing books is the senior editor of Disney Editions, Jennifer Eastwood. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What has it been like just being completely immersed in 100 years of Disney history, putting these books together?
It's been fabulous. I think that Disney is such a cultural touch point in so many lives, my own in both personal and professional ways, that, you know, having a moment to say, let's take the anniversary to look back at all the many stories that contributed to getting us to here in this moment in time where Disney means so much to so many is really special, and I'm just honored to be a part of it.
And of course, it all begins with the man himself, Walt Disney. I mean, what an amazing American success story Walt Disney's story is, isn't it?
It's fabulous, and that's really one of the reasons we wanted to reissue that biography from the 1970s by journalist Bob Thomas. Because that biography was something that both the company at the time plus the family came together and said, we want someone who has really great journalistic skills to have every asset available to us, every recording, every diary, every little memo note that the archives has kept through the years. Please give this person full access and let them tell the true story of Walt's life beat for beat. And no book has ever done it better. So it's my personal goal to see that this book stays in print for all time, as much as I can be a part of that.
Yeah, it's a great reissue for the 100th anniversary, of the first 100 years, rather. What were some of the things, Jennifer, that you learned when researching these books?
Well, I have to say that in doing the coffee table book, one of our missions was, do not make it a linear, you know, time, decade by decade story. Instead, take the stance of what were the beats that were important in Walt's life, and how do you tell those beats, those moments, those things that were important to him from, you know, not start to finish, but interwoven so that you can talk a little bit about the past, make the connection to a nowadays present moment. So I think the innovations chapter is one of my favorite in the coffee table book, because you can go from talking about how he pioneered different techniques within animation to stagecraft from Industrial Light and Magic, which is the modern mind-blowing technology behind The Mandalorian. And to go from that with so much in between, it's a beautiful progression to see that really everything that's true and wonderful at the company today has a foundation in Walt's principles, both personal and professional.
Well, yeah, and that kind of goes into my next question. I was going to say, Jennifer, what would Walt Disney himself think of this company, 100 years later? And I think that he would definitely recognize it, wouldn't he?
They always caution us not to say, posit what would Walt think, but I do believe that he will always appreciate both that look back and recognize what's come before, and seeing the company push the envelope in trying new things and new innovations, because that is how he went through his entire life, was a mixture of both of those.
Talking with Jennifer Eastwood, senior editor of Disney Editions. We mentioned the Walt Disney and American Original, the 1976 official biography being reissued this week as part of this collection. There's also the coffee table book, The Story of Disney, 100 Years of Wonder. The other books I want to touch on a little bit, the official Walt Disney quote book. This had to have been a lot of fun to put together.
Oh, it was so much fun. And our team at Walt Disney Archives, they really took this on in a serious way to say there have been a few quote books out there from Walt. There are things on the internet. But what if we did it so that we could back up with surefire proof sources on every single quote and really expand this to, you know, nearly 500 quotes? What would that look like? And that's the result in this book. And it's just phenomenal. I also think it's just impressive that Walt is still, he still resonates so well with our modern day life. So you can get a quote like, "No man is alone. No man alone can do very much of consequence without the help of others." Mm. But that is a beautiful sentiment in our modern life just as much today as it was when he was referring to it.
What do you think it was that made Walt Disney such a success?
I think it's that he never gave up. And every single time he was presented with a challenge, he always took a moment to strategize, figure out who were the people that needed to help him do what thing, and then he overcame the obstacle through that. He would, again, no man is alone. It means that he knew he couldn't do it alone. He knew that he had to assemble the right team, and that was being aware enough of who could bring the right kind of skill set that he needed in that moment to get that done in a phenomenal way.
The fourth book we haven't really talked about is The Art of Coloring, Disney 100 Years of Wonder, 100 Images to Inspire Creativity. I mean, this is, to call this a coloring book, I think is a massive understatement, but that's essentially what it is. Tell us a little bit more about The Art of Coloring book.
Our Art of Coloring line is for adult coloring. Everything is, you know, very much set up where you can color it in those small little patches and sort of meditate through and have a wonderful time on that level. But just looking at the collection of visuals that the Walt Disney Archives team pulled together, it really is its own little coffee table book in and of itself. They treated this as such a passion project so that we got gems that ranged from, okay, let's have, you know, final frames from the 1920s Alice comedies, to let's have Treasure Island coloring artwork that was done at the time of its release, to modern day Pixar films and everything in between. It is just a hoot and a delight and a true geeky dream.
Really a nice collection of books here, Jennifer. And like you said, it really took a whole team of people to put this all together, didn't it?
It did, and I think what everyone did is bring their passion to it. You know, no one person who worked on this book was not already passionate about, you know, Disney as a company, as what it means to us. So everybody seeing at it from the point of view of, well, what would I want as a fan? And I think that really shows in this collection.
Yeah, neat stuff. Jennifer, appreciate you telling us about it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.